The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
You notice that the theme of the cantata was Eyewitness to Easter. They carried us back. We heard from Matthew, the centurion, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, John, and I am going to take you back to Jerusalem on the day of the resurrection, and I'm going to do it through a time machine. Now you say, Brother Joe Bob, there's no such thing as a time machine. I beg to differ because one of my grandsons, who's now 27, had a time machine when he was a little boy. It was in his bedroom. It was a cabinet with doors that would open like this. And he was Billy the Kid as we played cowboy, and I was Wyatt Earp. And he could carry us back in history. He could carry us far. All we had to do is get into that time machine, and you never heard such bells and whistles in all your life. One time, he carried us forward to New York City that he called Unark City to Kennedy Airport. And we walked in and little Billy had his guns on each side. And he said, okay, everybody, I'm Billy the Kid. Don't be afraid. And he looked over at me and said, I've got Wyatt Earp with me and he's my friend. And you know, Billy the Kid was always getting shot. He'd fall on the floor or where in the yard. And I'd say, Billy, what can I do for you? He'd say, get me a shot. So I would get that imaginary hypodermic needle and I would give him a shot. And I'd say, Billy, now imagine a little boy, 6, 7, 8 years old. Billy, can I do anything else? He said, yeah, get me a nurse. Well, what I have done with the, like your cell phone is wireless and everything, I have programmed the auditorium here as a time machine, and I'm going to carry us back 2,000 years. We're going to begin today. We're going to go back. We're going to go past 1967 when the Six-Day War was fought in Israel and all of Israel gained control. 1948 when Israel became a state. We're going on back 400 years ago when Jerusalem and all of Israel was controlled by the Turks and the wall around Jerusalem now is 400 years old. We're going on back, Martin Luther, Zwingli, the church fathers, back through the Crusaders and Richard the Lionheart. We're coming back to Nero and who burned Rome and blamed it on the Christians. John on the Isle of Patmos, the Paul coming on in. And we are in Jerusalem. And I want to invite you to the book of Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 24. We are in Jerusalem. We are in a room where all of the apostles and others who have gathered with them. On the day of resurrection, two of the disciples went down to Emmaus And as they went to Emmaus, Jesus joined them and talked with them, and they were absolutely thrilled. And to tell what happened, they have made it back to Jerusalem, and we pick up where they are in verse 33. When it says, and they rose up, it means the disciples had just come from Emmaus, and they returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared unto Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And as they spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do your thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and blood, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And so it was a beautiful day. We're enjoying a beautiful day in Jerusalem. Jesus has just been raised today, and we are experiencing resurrection newness. Resurrection newness. Why? These disciples discovered a new joy. Look, if you will, at verse 41. Keep your Bibles open. And while they yet believed not for joy, they wondered and wondered, he, Jesus, said unto them, have you here anything to eat? They believe not for joy. They said, we can't believe it. We can't believe it. When I think about these men who have proposed to a lady that want to be their wife, and the lady said, yes, these men say, I can't believe it. When I think about them, I think about my grandfather. Now, I'm going to tell you something true. Would you believe my grandfather was 8 years older than Billy the Kid? My grandfather was born in 1841. Not my great-grandfather, my grandfather. And Billy the Kid was born in 1859. My grandfather was a bachelor until he was 54 years old. See, I almost wasn't here. But I can just imagine when my grandfather asked my grandmother, who was 23 years younger, to marry him, and she said, yes. He said, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So they discovered a new joy. They had a new understanding. Look at verse 45. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Now, beloved, think about that verse. Jesus opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Now, what scriptures did they have? They only had the Old Testament, because the New Testament had not been written. You see, you and I have had 2,000 years of theology, 2,000 years of learning, and great men and great women who have taught us the scriptures. And now we have a great understanding. They had a new understanding. They had a new message. Look at verse 47. And this is their message. Jesus said, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Their new message was a message of repentance and remission. Now keep that in mind. Repentance and remission. Yesterday, I received our Louisiana Baptist message in the mail, and the headline is Angola Inmates. Now, Angola is a prison in Louisiana. Angola inmates support cooperative program with a special gift. Now, we're talking about repentance and remission because these men have been saved. In Angola prison, would you believe they have organized a Baptist church? It is named Grace Baptist Church. They have a pastor. They have deacons. It's a part of the Louisiana Baptist Convention. It said they did not have money to contribute through the cooperative program, so they used their construction skills to build a cooker as a gift for the Louisiana Baptist Disaster Relief Fund, valued at $8,000. So when we have these disasters and our men and women go to that place to feed people, they're going to have this cooker made by inmates. Would you believe, and I've written it down here, would you believe New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary comes and has classes over 375 inmates have graduated a four-year course, have graduated with degrees from New Orleans Seminary, and since 1995, it has been estimated that 4,000 to 6,000 inmates have been saved. And in this paper said it was once known as the bloodiest prison in America, but now it has an atmosphere of calm. They're in a constant state of revival. They repented. They were in remission. And remission means release. Release from guilt and penalty. And even though these men are not free physically, they are free spiritually. They discovered also a new responsibility. Look at verse 48. And you are witnesses of these things. Beloved, you and I have witnessed what it means to be brought out of the darkness into the light. We have been raised from spiritual death to spiritual life, and we cannot help but to tell that story of Jesus and his love. They had a new power. Look at verse 49. Jesus said, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay here in Jerusalem until you are filled with power on high. Hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seats. The same power of God, when he spoke, created the universe. When he spoke, the Red Sea divided so that the children of Israel could go on dry ground. And Brother musician, I love the Episcopal hymnal that says they walk on with unmoistened feet. Isn't that amazing? They walk and their feet didn't even get moist. And that same power is in your body. In your body, because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have, you have God's Holy Spirit living within us, and we, through Him, have power. They discovered a new blessing. Look at verses 50 and 51. And he led them out as far as Bethany. Now, we're going to go with them because we're in that room. We're going to go with them, and he leads us out to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed us. And it came to pass while he blessed us, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. And when we watch Jesus go to heaven, we watch him from earth. We say, there he goes, there he goes, there he goes. But I want you to see from heaven, they say, here he comes, here he comes, here he comes. And Jesus goes bounding into heaven. And one angel said, oh, Jesus, it's so good to see you. Heaven was just not the same without you. Then they had a new commitment in verses 52 and 53. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they, and hear it, continually in the temple, they were there praising and blessing God. A commitment to worship, a commitment to obedience, and a commitment to steadfastness. In our minds, Jesus was raised 2,000 years ago. But as far as God is concerned, he was raised just day before yesterday, Friday. For 1,000 years with God is as one day. And one day is as 1,000. How fresh, how new is the resurrection. Father, we thank you that it never grows old. We thank you, dear Father, that we rejoice in the newness of the resurrection. And we, dear Father, know that the time is coming, that Jesus is coming again. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And we who are alive will with them be together, caught up in the air to ever be with the Lord. Thank you, dear Father, for this truth, this assurance. Father, on this beautiful Easter day, if there is one in this worship hall who has never been saved, does not know what it means to have everlasting living, bring that one, dear Father, to repentance and remission today, that they, along with those inmates at Angola and the millions around the world, that they might know Jesus in a personal way. We ask this, dear Father, in his name. Amen and amen.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ, or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.